this year should be a special schutz for Armoni Marasi, for Mordechai Ben Yosef Halevi, Moshita Ben Peshadina, Eshes Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. If anybody would like to have a shiur given in someone's honor, you may contact me. In the Minchas Chinuch on Mitzvah Tav Tzadivov, he's Mechadish, based on the Rambam. The Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Mamre, Halacha Beis, that anything the rabbis learn from tradition, Torah Shebaal Peh, they learn from one of the Yogim Lamidas, or they made a Siyag L'Torah. So if a person's over, he's Mevatel on Mitzvah Saseh Ve'asisa, Kochol Asher Yorucha. And the pasuk says that you have to follow the chachamim, apia Torah asher yorucha. And the pasuk also says lo sasur min adavar asher gidul chayamin u'smol. So apia Torah asher yorucha, that you should do what they tell you is an asay, and that you shouldn't veer from what they say is a lo sasay. So every time you're over nadir abanan, which is learned either from the Achas min amidos shatar nidereshes behem, or it's a siyag l'torah, or it's mipi ashmua, person's over on two asurim, and asay and alos asay, the asay of apia torah shi arucha, and alos asay of los asur. So based on this, if you have a chol ish bo sakona, first you give him the lighter isur. That would mean that if you have an isur torah, which is a lav and an asay, and you have an isur mipi ashmua, but besides the etzem lav, you also have the ve'asisa and the los asur, the asay and the los asay, that you have to listen to the rabbanim. So what should you give him? You should give him, counterintuitively, the isur amafurish b'torah. The isur amafurish b'torah is kal from the isur that's mipi ashmua. Because what the rabbis teach, in addition to the isser that it's coming from the Torah, because they're interpreting the Torah, there's also an essay and a los essay. So, and what the, if there's an isser that is in the Torah and an essay and a los essay, so that's two. But if it's learned from the rabbis, mipi ashmu, you have the lav itself, and then you have the essay and the los essay of what the rabbis tell you. So give the person the Isser HaMafurish B'Torah. There it's only two Isserim, or one Isser. But whenever you're dealing with what the rabbis say, it's going to be three. If it's a Lav and an Asay, this Isser, then it's going to be four. The Lav and the Asay, plus the Ve'asisa and Los Asur. They have to listen to the rabbis, and Los Asay if you don't listen to them. That's going to be four. And even chelev and dam, which are kares, are kal from an isser nilma piyashmua, which have an essay and a los essay, in addition to the laban essay of the etzem isser. And according to the Ran and Yuma pe gimel amit beis, ribui laban chomer mi isser kares v'skila. It's worse when you have a number of lavim is worse than one kares or one skila. So b'chol machal shel iser, you have to know what's mefurish b'torah and what's mipi ashmua, and give him the kal. What's the kal? What's learned from the Torah? What's mefurish b'torah? But don't give him what's learned mipi ashmua, what the rabbis tell us, because that's going to be more chamor. So this is a very, very interesting Minchas Chinuch. It was discussed by Rav Nosson Gestetner, both in his Sefer on Sefer Dvarim, the Laharis Nosson, and also in his Tshuvis, in Orach Chaim, Siman Lamed Hey, the eighth volume of the Laharis Nosson. So we're going to go in his Derech, and he asked the following Kasha. It says in Orach Chaim in Reish Tav Reish Yud Ches, that when you give pregnant women a rechola to eat, you give them ma'at ma'at, kadesh leit starif lish kashir. You give them a little bit, so that there's no, you don't give them a full shear. But wait a second. When you eat on Yom Kippur a full shear, you're over on the lav of kol nefesh alo sunu betzim yom zev nichrusa. And the person is also over in the Asay of Tanros Nafsho Seichem, like the Rambam writes. Shvisa Sesar Aleph Dalid. Now, if he eats a Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur, he's over in the Lav of Los Sasur, and the Asay of Yasisa Kuchol Asher Yerucha. Asher Yerucha, because a Chatzi Shir is learned Mipi Ashmua, from a Rebbe of Kol Chelev, or from Svara, like we see in Yumayin Dalid Amad Aleph. It's not Mefurish B'Torah. And the person's also over on the Yisr Chatzi Shir. He's not allowed to have a Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur, because Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. So what is he doing now? He's over on the Los Asur, V'Asisa, that's an Asay and a Los Asay. And then he also has the Yisr of Chatzi Shir Achila on Yom Kippur, Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Because it's derived from a Dirabbanan, you have an Asay and a Los Asay, and then you also have Sof Sof, it's a Daraisa, Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So shouldn't that be better? Shouldn't it be better to eat a Shir Shalem than a Chatzi Shir? Shir Shalem, you only have an Asay and a Los Asay of Yom Kippur. And a Chatzi Shir, you have an Asay and a Los Asay of Asisim Los Asur. And you also have the Yisr Chatzi Shir of Yisr Yom Kippur, which is an Yisr Torah. So here you have three. It's a triple whammy. Eating on Yom Kippur is only two. And even though when you're eating a Shir Shalem, there's Kares, nevertheless, Menchas Chinuch writes that even Bisr Kares better be over on Les Lavin. So better eat a whole shear than a half a shear. So why is the din to eat a half a shear when if you're eating a whole shear you only got two asurim, and when you're eating a half a shear you have three? However, it could be that when you eat a shear shalem, memeli you're also over in the asur of chatzi shear. Yesh b'chal masayim mane. So it emerges then that if you eat a Shir Shalem, you weren't Marviach, you didn't gain that you made the Isser more kal, they made it a lighter Isser. Because even in such an instance, you were over in the Asay and Los Asay of Asisim Velos Asur. So what do? He eats part of the Shir. He's over in the Asay and Los Asay of Los Asur. And then he eats the rest of the Shir, and then he's got the Asay and Los Asay of Yom Kippur. It's Marvachta. So definitely better eat the Chatzi Shir. If he eats the whole Shir, then he's got the Averas of the Chatzi Shir and the whole Shir. No good. So that's why we give him the Chatzi Shir, we give him Pachos Mikashir. And then you don't have the Yisr Shalem of the Lav and the Asay of Yom Kippur. But we can still say, Etenach, if he eats Mat Mat, Achimagel Kashir. Then we can say that immediately when he eats a Chatzi Shir, he was already over on the essay of Vasisa and Losas and Los Asay of Losasar. But let's say he eats a Kazayus Shalem Bevas Achas. Maybe here there's no Isser of a Chatzi Shir, since originally he only, from the get go, he only ate a Shir Shalem. So then you only have a Lav and Asay of Yom Kippur. And better eat the Chatzi Shir. Why is that better than a Chatzi Shir? Why is that more chamor, excuse me, than a Chatzi Shir, where you're going to have three? You're going to have Asisa, Los Asur, and Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So that's three, as opposed to eating the Shir Shalem, which is two. So if you eat the Shir Shalem in one shot, it should seem to be more kal than a Chatzi Shir. Now the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuvis and Siman Tes writes that if somebody doesn't have an Esra Kosher on Sunday, Elamasha Kosher L'Shara Yamim Gon Choser, does Yitol Esra Gzeh Gambi Yom Rishon V'Yivarech Alav V'Yom Rishon Lo Gora M'Shara Yamim. So if he only has an esrog that's chaser, let's say, and that's not kosher on the other days, it's only kosher on the first day. It's only kosher on the other days, it's not kosher on the first day. So if all he has is a... is a chaser, take it on the first day and make a bracha, because the first day is no less than the other days. So the first day, you're not allowed to have a chaser. But if you have nothing else, then make the bracha on the chaser, because at least it's kosher for the other days. Just Yom Rishon is no less than other days, it's more. So, Midoraisa, you're not Yotze. But at least Midorabanan, you're Yotze. So he holds that even on the first day, there's a mitzvah Netilah Min HaTorah, but the mitzvah Derabanan remains. The mitzvah Derabanan of the other days remains on the first day also. Vagara Mishar Yamin. So this is discussed in the Nasan Pirion, Meseches Makis, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So if this is true, then why don't we say that when you eat a Kizayis Shalem, you also have an Isser Chatzi Shir? Even if you eat it in one shot, maybe if you need it in one shot, then you're still getting the Isser Derabanan. You're still getting the Chatzi Shir. Just like we said that the first day is Doraisa, but there's also a Derabanan there. It didn't go away. So even when you have the full Shir, so there's still a Chatzi Shir in there, even if you ate it in one shot. But no, it's not necessarily as is clear as such a good sushtel. It's not a good comparison. Because in the first day, the rabbi said, take the chaser, so at least you're Mekayim HaDirabonim. Should be Mevatel the Mitzvah Lagamri, that's the Sar of the Chacham Tzvi. But a Chatzi Shir, that's Asur Min HaTorah, who says if you eat a whole Shir in one shot, you're also eating a Chatzi Shir? No. You ate a whole Shir, and that should be more Kal than the Chatzi Shir. So that's one kasha, and very, very interesting kasha that many people wouldn't think of. That a chatzi shir should be more chomer than a whole shir. Gam yesh lahakshos, another kasha. If the minchas chinuch is right, that what's learned from losasor and v'asisa is more chomer. So we have in Yumana Pepei Zamar Aleph that a pregnant woman who smelled Psar Kodesh or Psar Chazir. So first you put a little bit of the Garvi on her lips, and if that satisfies her, great, and if not, give her to eat a little, to drink a little bit of the Garvi of this unkosher meat. And if that satisfies her, good, and if not, then give her the food itself. So the kasha is, why give her first the Garvi? The Garvi. I'm so sorry. So I watched too much Los Angeles Dodgers Steve Garvey. The gravy. I kept saying to myself, there's something wrong with that word, Ehrman. You gotta tweak that a little bit. Gravy. Rotev is gravy, not Garvey. Alright, terrific. So what's the maila of giving her the Rotev, the Garvey first, the gravy? I don't even know what it is anymore. Steve Garvey, and the chicken has gravy. So we'll call it Rotev, alright, to make things easier. So what's the mile of giving her the Rotev? It must be because, well, the Rotev is, it's not Isser Be'ein, it's not the actual Psar Kodesh or Psar Chozir L'Havdil, but it's only Tam Isser. Now Tam Ki Iker, that the tasting the Tam is like the ikar, is like eating the food itself. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from the Gemara in Pesachim, and of Memdalet Amid Beis, from the Pasuk of Mishras, Agulei Nochrim. So that's a limun mipi Hashmua. So when you eat tama iser, it's good, it's gefährlich, it's terrible. You're over on Lo Sasser, and you're over on Ve'asisa Asher Arucha. So better eat the food itself. There you only have a lava and asay. The chazir you have lava zelo sochelu, and an asay vosa sochelu, like the Rambam writes, machalos asuras beis aleph. But what does the rotev have? The rotev has a lava and an asay of losasor and vasisa, and also you're eating tam chazir. So if you're eating tam o shel chazir, tam ki ikur, so then you're eating forbidden foods. Midaraisa. So here you have three asurim. So if you're eating the chazir itself, you only have two. But if you eat the gravy, if you eat the rotev, then you have three. You have the lav and asay of losasun ve'asisa, and then you have a chilas time shel chazir, and this is certainly so, according to the man de'omer tam ki ikur lokin, like the Rosh says in Chulin Sari Ches Amid Beis. So how can you tell me to eat the ikur, eat the tam, the gravy, which is the only, which is, you're saying, is lighter? That's what the Gemara says to do. No, it isn't. It's more chamer than the ikur. Because when you have tam kikur, you have the essay of asher yerucha, the losay of losasur, and that you're also eating tam chazir, which is an isur daraisa, if tam kikur is daraisa. Or if you eat the gravy, if you eat the chazir itself, then you're over on an asay and a los asay. Actually, here probably you're also over when you eat the tam, if tam's ke'ikar. So also you're over on an asay and a los asay for the eating of the chazir. And then you also have the lav and asay of los asay and ve'asisa. So why does the Gemara then tell us to eat the gravy when it would have been much better, according to the Yisod of the Minchas Chinuch, to eat the meat itself? The meat itself is going to be less asurim. With the rotev you have four, and with the chazir itself, you only have two. Ve'od yosur yesh lahakshas. Even more, we have a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kufchof, that if one melted chelev and then he shluked it, he drank it, he's chayev, even though it's not a chila. Because we have that nefesh, the word nefesh in the pasuk is l'rabas es hashosa. If not for the word nefesh, then shtia wouldn't be aser, only achila would be aser. You're not over if you eat chelev and chazir, only b'derech achila, not b'derech shtia. Because if it says a lashon of achila, then you have to do it derech achila. So if you eat, if you drink the roitev of the chazir, the person's over on the lav of los sasur, the asay of ve'asisa, because the rabbis told us from nefesh that a person's chayv even by shosa. So nachama, we have the kasha. Why are you giving him the rotev? Better you eat the food itself. There you don't have a drush of nefesh, so you don't have the asay and los asay of mitzvah chachamim. When you drink the rotev, you have the essay in Moses of Mitzvah Chachamim, besides the etzem misr of Chazir. So rotev is more chamor. So rotev is more chamor because rotev is learned tam kikur's daraisa, and rotev is more chamor because shti is also learned from a yalfusa from the Chachamim. So shti is learned from the Chachamim, and rotev is learned from the Chachamim. So this should be more chamor and eating the food itself. So where are we going to go with this? So we really seem to be between a rock and a hard place. So please God, I'm hoping Hashem should give me life, that in the next year we will try to work out this quagmire. Alright, sweet friends, thank you so much for listening, and we should be zelcha to continue. Vilmo du lamed lishma velasos, with a kaimus called divrei salmata rasa bihab, shalom shalom.